Come Good evening, Hunter. Please come in. Welcome, my dear. I trust you're well. That's good to hear. I am quite well. Thank you for asking. For someone who can fight so brutally, I must say you have a wonderful manners. I take it you received my letter. I thought so. I see you heeded my instruction to wear something nice. You look absolutely ravishing, my dear. Let me just admire the view for a moment. Hold still. Let me have a look at you. Yes, it suits you, my dear. The way the fabric hugs you close, showing off every line and curve. It's a refreshing change from those baggy hunter's rags. Why on earth would you keep such a lovely figure hidden away, my darling? It ought to be a crime to conceal such beauty. Ah, but you do realize that concealing it might make the viewer want it all the more, don't you? Nothing is more powerful than the allure of the forbidden, hiding that beautiful body beneath all that fabric. You're practically daring us to pull back the curtain to see what lies beyond. Those terms I mentioned. In good time, Hunter, in good time. There's no need to rush. After all, we have all night, don't we? First things first, have a seat. Won't you have a drink? Oh, dear me, you'd refuse your host? You wound me, Hunter. Now, please, I insist. What will you have? A fine choice. There you are, my dear. May I propose a toast to. Oh, I think you know what's in my glass, darling. Would it make you feel better if we pretend it's just red wine? It certainly has the same pleasant burn going down. I saw that shudder. Do I repulse you, my dear? Do I make your insides curl with dread? Does the sight of me drinking send shivers dancing across that tender flesh as you imagine where the blood came from? Oh, you needn't worry. If everything goes according to plan tonight, this glass may be the last one I will ever have to take from an unwilling donor. Now, where were we? To you, my brave hunter, and to a fruitful meeting. May we both be fully satisfied in the end. I'm very glad you came, my dear. I admit I was a bit surprised. You've never been one to capitulate easily. I was afraid for a moment that you'd let your stubbornness prevail. Too often, you humans would rather die than submit. However, we both know your guild, or what remains of it, can't hold out against my forces forever. How fortunate for them that you decided to listen to reason. One moment, my dear. What is your necklace? That gold chain around your neck, of course. I'm assuming there is some sort of charm at the bottom, though it's hidden beneath the fabric at your breast. May I see it? Good to know. A crucifix would have been terribly rude, considering I requested you to come unarmed. However, now you've just piqued my curiosity. Won't you show me? A locket? How quaint. The gold work is masterful, I'd be the first to admit. How I envy it, being allowed to rest against that soft, warm skin. Would you allow me to see what's inside? Oh, it's private, is it? My apologies. However, I must insist. Once you show me, then perhaps we can get down to business. Oh, my poor Hunter. Having some trouble? Curious. The last time we met, your hands were as steady as a rock round that silver knife. Yet now they're trembling like a leaf. Here, allow me. I apologize, dear. I know my hands are rather cold. Now who could that be? Clearly someone precious to you. I thought so. How very sweet that you carry their picture with you, right over your heart. It's not often you come across a sentimental hunter. I thought you were supposed to abandon such affection when you took up the knife. I see. Don't tell me. Let me guess. They met their end at the hands of a vampire, and that's what spurred you to your current path. How did I know? It's hardly a unique story, my dear. Still, it's a noble penance. You protect others after you failed to protect them. And now you're here tonight. All in the hopes that somehow you'll be able to protect your precious little friends in the guild. Such a tender little thing you are. Not that I mind. After all, the more tender the meat, the finer the taste. Well, fear not, my dear. There may just be a way for you to save them. That's right. I'm proposing a little deal. For my part, I'm offering amnesty to your guild. If you agree to my terms, then I will command my forces to retreat. Your friends will be spared, assuming, of course, they don't attempt to come after us again. I'm very glad you asked. You see, my dear, that's where you come in. Yes, you. A vampire's life is a dreadfully lonely one, after all. I grow weary of these long, desolate nights with only my own thoughts for company. If only I had something else to entertain me. Something more to play with. Or perhaps someone. Yes, in return for sparing your guild, you will be mine. Not merely a thrall, darling. True, I will need a source of sustenance, but your blood is just one of your many delectable qualities. Those tender lips and that beautiful body. Yes, I'm sure I can find lots of ways to put you to good use. Finally! The kitten shows its claws. I was wondering when the knife would come out. Are you going to kill me, darling? Go on then, give it a try. Perhaps this time will be different. Perhaps this time, somehow, your strike will finally hit home. How does the saying go again? The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. You're welcome to try, my dear. Should you fail, though, I wonder what the consequences would be. I can only imagine that they would be terrible, both for you and your little friends. The choice is yours, darling. However, if you refuse, how much longer can you hold out against me? Don't think I'll show you any mercy either. No, on the contrary, you'll have to watch your precious friends die. One by one, you'll see the light leave their eyes, their faces stricken with fear as I drain them dry. Then I shall simply take you by force, and you'll have to live with the burden of their deaths on your conscience. But that needn't happen, my dear. Give yourself to me willingly, and I swear on my sire, neither I nor my forces shall ever touch them again for as long as they live. Submit to me, and you won't have to lose anyone else. Do you doubt me, darling? I'd expect nothing less. Still, if there is even a chance that I'm telling the truth, surely that's better than the certain death that awaits them otherwise, wouldn't you say? Besides, do you think I wouldn't take care of a prize like yourself? A hunter as accomplished as you, with beauty like the face of the moon? Far from it. I'll be sure to keep you in good condition, so that you may shine like the jewel that you are. Not to say that I won't have a great deal of fun with you, but I like to make sure my toys last, particularly ones as lovely as you are. Look at you, wide-eyed, trembling, helpless, like a fawn before a wolf. You have my terms, darling. What do you say? Choose quickly. Despite living hundreds of years, I am not a patient woman. Either way, you shall live, but only one choice will allow them to do the same. Well, my dear? Excellent. That's just what I hoped you'd say. Very well. All that remains is to seal the bargain. You'll see in just a moment, but first, put down that little toy of yours. I can't have my pet playing with sharp objects. We'd hate to spill your blood so soon, wouldn't we? Good. Come here. Something you'll learn about me, darling. I don't ask twice. Come here.
Now.
Much better. Now kneel. That's right, my brave little hunter. On your knees. Very good. Don't worry. You'll become familiar with this position in no time. That fear racing through your veins. No matter how hard you try to mask it, I can smell it on you, as clear as a moonless night. Now bare your neck for me, my pet. Good job. You're doing so well already. Just look at that lovely throat. Such soft skin, so smooth and supple. Don't worry, darling, I promise. I'll be gentle. At least this first time. Oh, my darling, you taste delicious. Just as sweet as I'd hoped. You have no idea how much I've longed for this moment. Was that a whimper I heard? Oh yes, I forgot to warn you. There might be a slight sting when my fangs sink in. You may think you despise it now, but trust me, my dear, there's a fine line between pain and pleasure. Before long, I promise you'll be begging for my touch. Just one more bite. There. So good for me. Oh, are those tears rolling down your sweet face? Oh, my poor little pet. I know, the first feeding is always the hardest. It's all right, my dear. It's all over. At least for now. Would you like to rest? I believe you meant yes, mistress. Try again. Much better. Oh, my dear, how could I refuse those pleading eyes? Come then, lean back against my chair. Rest your head on my leg. That's it. Shh, there, darling, it's all right. You've made the right choice. Like I said, I'll take very good care of you. Now come get some rest. You'll need your strength for what I have planned for us. Yes, sleep well, my former hunter, my precious little pet.